Part 13. You can do nothing. Jesus said, "Apart from me, ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. In everything, the life of the branch is to be the exact counterpart of that of the vine. Of himself, Jesus had said, "The Son can do nothing of himself." As the outcome of that entire dependence, Jesus could add, "All that the Father doeth the Son also likewise." As Son, he didn't receive his life from the Father once for all, but moment by moment. His life was a continual waiting on the Father for all he was to do. And so Christ says of his disciples, "Ye can do nothing apart from me." And he means it literally. To everyone who wants to live the true disciple life, to bring forth fruit, to glorify God, the message that comes is, "You can do nothing." What had been said was, "He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit." Here it is enforced by this simplest and strongest of arguments. Abiding in me is indispensable. For you know it. Of yourselves you can do nothing to maintain or to act out the heavenly life. A deep conviction of the truth of this word lies at the very root of a strong and spiritual life. As little as I created myself, as little as I could raise a man from the dead, can I give myself the divine life? And as little as I can give it myself, can I maintain it or increase it? Every motion is the work of God through Christ and his Spirit. It is as a man believes this that he will take up that position of entire and continual dependence, which is the very essence of the life of faith. With the spiritual eye, he sees Christ every moment, supplying grace for every breathing and for every deepening of the spiritual life. His whole heart says amen to the word, "You can do nothing." And just because he does so, he can also say, "I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me." The sense of helplessness and the abiding to which it compels leads to true fruitfulness and diligence in good works. Jesus said, "Apart from me, ye can do nothing." Oh, what a plea. And what a call every moment to abide in Christ. We have only to go back to the vine to see how true it is. Look again at that little branch, utterly helpless and fruitless except as it receives sap from the vine, and learn that the full conviction of not being able to do anything apart from Christ is just what you do need to teach you to abide in the heavenly vine. It is this that is the great meaning of the pruning that Christ spoke of. All that is self must be brought low, that our confidence may be in Christ alone. Abide in me, much fruit. Apart from me, nothing. Ought there to be any doubt as to what we shall choose? The one lesson of the parable is that as surely and as naturally as the branch abides in the vine, you can abide in Christ. For this he is the true vine. For this God is the husbandman. And for this you are a branch. Shall we not cry to God to deliver us forever from that apart from me? And to make thee abide in me an unceasing reality. Let your heart go out to what Christ is and what Christ can do, to his divine power and his tender love to each of his branches. And you will evermore say confidently, "Oh Lord, I am abiding. I will bear much fruit. My impotence is my strength." And so be it. For apart from thee, nothing. In thee, much fruit. O Lord, I do sincerely desire to accept this truth, to take it totally on board that I am nothing. I can do nothing. Lord, apart from you,